Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire. I'm Claire, and it's been a long time since we've talked, guys. And I'm pretty sure I said that last time, and we said... Actually, we kind of set it up so that y'all could not be mad for us missing some episodes, because we said we were going on vacation, and we did that. So in this episode, we're going to talk, just like do a recap about our vacation, what all we did, how it went, and catch up with y'all. And then from here on out, you can expect more like solid episodes every Friday going forward. And we promise, well, we will try to promise not to miss a week. Things happen, but we're going to work very hard to be back here every Friday. So with that being said, let's do a little life update real quick. You want to talk about your vision situation for the people interested?
Yeah, so I guess this is the last thing from like left that needs to be taken care of as far as like all this situation goes, which is awesome. But I did go, and we have like tentatively scheduled a time for me to go back. And they'll just take a look and see if my vision's changed at all by then, because I have to wait anyways because of what the radiation doctor said. And then, yeah, if it's the same, which likely it will be, then I'll get a surgery for my eye, which I'm a little nervous about because I just don't like surgery. But I don't know. It should be a piece of cake compared to my other surgeries, so that's good.
Yeah, it'll be nice to finally get it all figured out.
I know. And then they did give me this lens thing, which is nice, but it's not perfect. And so, like, when I'm looking basically straight ahead, it helps me see mostly single. But it's like whenever I look around it, it goes back to double. So it's interesting, but it is nice to finally see some kind of single vision after all this time. Yeah, it makes you realize how little you think about, like, the gift that your vision is, you know? So, I don't know. I'm thankful to have some vision back.
Yeah, it's weird seeing you without the eye patch.
I'm so glad I don't have an eye patch anymore. That was not fun to wear. Plus, like, my left eye, I just felt like it's, like, dying, basically. Like, it wasn't doing anything, and I could feel it still moving underneath the eye patch, but it couldn't see anything. Very weird.
It's looking up from here. Got things scheduled, pretty much, and...
Yeah, just waiting now.
Yeah, we're just keeping on trucking.
Mm-hmm. Somehow we're still extremely busy all the time. Even though we really don't have much.
This past week hadn't been too bad. It actually, we didn't have enough to do this past week, and I kind of started to freak out because I'm so used to having a million and one things to do every day. So without all that, I was like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, it is weird because, like, you have to change gears, and you kind of don't realize it till you're sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh, we have nothing.
Yeah, which I'm not good at doing nothing.
No, I know you're not. I'm the better one at doing nothing. I can just take naps and chill. And Claire's like, oh my gosh, we have to do something.
Yeah. Well, other than that, there's not much life to update everyone on.
Yeah. You want to talk about the trip now?
Yeah. Let's get into it. I'm just gonna like go day by day and kind of talk about what we did. This may not be interesting at all, but this is what we have to talk about today. So if you hate this, just tune back in next Friday. But for those who are interested, so we left from home and drove to Santa Rosa, New Mexico, which there's nothing there at all. And we literally didn't do anything there.
We just slept there.
Yeah. And I almost did not make it past that point because I'm sure y'all know what a neti pot is. But basically, It's a thing. You, like, pour the water in one nostril and then, like, snot comes out the other.
A little blue plastic teapot.
Right. And you're not supposed to use tap water in those unless you boil it. So I just wasn't thinking and put regular tap water in it. And I was fully convinced that I had a brain-eating amoeba and I was not going to survive much longer. So I had a panic attack in Santa Rosa and was ready to drive back home because I was like, I don't know, just convinced my death was coming soon.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of rough that first night. Like, it was a long time. What was it, like 7.5 hours or 6.5 or something like that? Yeah, so it was a long drive, and we were both exhausted. But yeah, Claire especially, because she did all the driving for the entire trip. But yeah, that night was interesting. Neither of us got very much sleep. I was just trying to calm her down. Luckily, she calmed down, and then the next day, we were good to go. But yeah, that was an interesting night.
Yeah, I wouldn't say good to go. I feel like I was residually terrified until about a week ago when it had passed like the 15-day mark where, you know, like the incubation period or whatever. So I was like, okay, now I'm probably fine. But it was a rough 15 days. I'll just tell you all that.
Yeah, I think every day you really did think you were going to perish.
Yeah, so don't recommend a neti pot, honestly. And if you use one, just be sure to not tap water that you haven't at least boiled. Anyway, so after that, we went from Santa Rosa, New Mexico to Flagstaff, Arizona, which was another, like, that was like 7.5 hours, I think. And then we got there, we were tired, so we checked into the hotel, got food, and then what else do we do? Oh, I put The Hangover on TV. Yeah. And in The Hangover, obviously, well, I don't know if y'all haven't seen it, like, they go to Las Vegas. And so they check into Caesar's Palace, and I was like, you know what? Let's just go to Vegas tonight. They just inspired me, and I was like, you know, we're not going to do anything here in Flagstaff anyway, so let's just go.
Yeah, I didn't really want to do that because I was tired, and then I was like, well, I'm not driving anyways, and I can just sleep, which I didn't even sleep, but I was just like, all right, let's do it. And then luckily, when we checked out, like an hour after checking in, the lady was like, well, if the guy can clean your room, then you can get your refund. And I was like, okay, thank goodness. And luckily we did get that. So it made sense at the end of the day. It wasn't just like a loss for like an hour of sleep. So, but yeah, it was nice to get to Vegas like a day early.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't know. I just, like I said earlier, I don't like to do nothing. So I was like, I am ready to get somewhere where we're actually going to be doing fun things. So we stayed at Caesar's Palace the first night, just like the Hangover guys did.
Tell them how much you won gambling.
Oh yeah, I won like $150 the first night. And I'm usually not a gambler. Like, I can win $5 and be like, okay, I'm ready to go home. Like, $5 is a lot of money. Let's get out of here. But I just kept winning and it was so fun. So
I was just watching. It was fun.
Yeah, so that's all we really did the first night. I mean, I had driven like 11 hours at that point. But yeah, we just like gambled, or I did, won money, didn't lose anything.
It's kind of funny too, because we thought it was like this small, for like such a big hotel, we were like, oh wow, this slot machine section is really small. And then like 2 days later, when we were walking around, we walked back through Caesar's Palace, and it was like, we went past like this huge area of like slots and all kinds of games. And we were like, we totally just didn't even find this. Like, we missed this whole section of this big hotel somehow.
Yeah, Vegas is honestly so confusing. Like, there's just so much to it, and it's very easy to get lost like inside a hotel.
Yeah, they're huge.
So the next day we left Caesar's Palace and we went to the Venetian, which is where we were gonna stay like originally, but since we decided to go ahead and get on to Vegas early, we had just stayed at one night at Caesar's Palace.
Is that the day we went to Wahlburgers?
Yeah, we did go to Wahlburgers. It was so good.
It was very good. And the milkshake was very good too. Very old school milkshake. But it was a heck of a walk, and it was really, really hot. How hot was it that day? Like 106 or something? Hotter, maybe?
Yeah, it was like 108, 109.
Yeah, and in Vegas, like, all that concrete, it just reflects off of it, and just, you feel like you're getting cooked. Like, even though it was dry heat, it was terrible. It was really bad.
Yeah, and we may be from Texas, but that does not mean I like the heat or, like, am immune to hot weather. Like, I do not like it.
Yeah, it's literally our least favorite weather.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, so we walked there. It was really good.
We came back, and we were, like, both heat-stroking. Like, we just had to sit there, I think, for, like, an hour or two. It was so rough. But we recovered. And then we, I think we, like, did we just go to dinner or something?
I think we just, like, gambled some more.
Yeah, we just walked around, got some drinks, and had fun. We didn't go very far. Yeah. Plus, at the Venetian, like, where we were, like, everything you needed was, like, right there. So that was kind of nice because, like, if you don't feel good, like, you don't have to go walk, you know, for an hour to get to some place where you can get food or drinks or something, or some like kind of convenience thing.
Yeah, we really didn't do much that day. And then the next day, we just like walked around the strip and kind of walked through all the different hotels. And
we walked really far.
Yeah, we walked a lot.
We walked from the Venetian all, what's the furthest one we went to? The Cosmopolitan. Yeah, that was the furthest one then. That was crazy. And then we walked all the way back. And I think we both wanted to die. I'm surprised we did not get a cab. Because that was horrible.
Yeah, but it was fun. We saw the Bellagio fountains in the day. And then we went back like later in the night to see them at night.
They're better at night.
Yeah, it is. But it was fun. We just kind of walked around, hung out. We really didn't do a ton on this trip. We just kind of were chilling and, I don't know, just walking around and looking at things. And
yeah, Vegas is fun to just walk around, especially people watch. There's a lot of interesting people walking around that place, especially when you take a walk down the entire strip, like, to get from the hotels. Like, it's, that's when you see the interesting people.
Yeah, it's a little chaotic. And then our last day in Vegas,
what did we, oh, we the show.
Yeah, we didn't do much during the daytime. We were just so tired, honestly. Like, driving that much really took it out of me. I was still scared about my stupid brain-eating amoeba.
You weren't, I did feeling not feel good.
Yeah. So it was just kind of rough. And then that night we went to the Cirque du Soleil show. And it was very cool, but it was very intense.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we were not, like, front row, though, because they interacted with the crowd. And it was like, and they, you would get, like, splashed if you were in the front. Because this huge pool thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. They were, like, doing stuff over water. And then at one point, this one girl, like, was, like, jumping like an acrobat. I don't even know how to explain it. But she was, like, really high up. And then she was trying to jump to this other person. And she missed and fell. And, like, if there was not a pool of water beneath her, she would have died. So after that point, I was so scared. Because it's, I don't know, you think these people, like, can't mess up because they're professionals and do it all the time, but it's like, no, they can mess up and they could get really hurt. So that was kind of stressful.
Yeah, and honestly, like yeah, with the water, like, you, I was less stressed because it was like, okay, there are safety measures for most of it, but there are a couple things where, like, this one lady was, like, swinging over the crowd and, like, was balancing on her head on this trapeze swing thing, and it's like, I was trying to fathom how that even is possible, but she did that, and I was like, if she fell, she's for real dead. Like, that was terrifying. That was the most scary thing that really was like, oh, wow, this is, like, hardcore.
Yeah, I would not want to go to a show that's, like, not over water, because, I mean, they have a lot of different ones, but, yeah, I was glad this one was, like, over a big pool, so most of the time, like, if they fell, they would be okay, but it was still very intense, and I was, like, stressed the whole time for these people.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it was, like, amazing to watch, and I don't really know what the story was, but I was just amazed by, like, all the different stuff they did, and I thought it was just really cool how they did it. And there were, like, these two little clowns that they had for, like, intermission stuff, and, like, they were really funny, so that was cool, because I've never seen, like, a traditional clown act before, so that was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. That was probably my favorite part about Vegas.
Yeah, that made the whole trip, like, together, I think. Like, it was kind of like, why are we here? Like, totally, like, we're not really the most Vegas-y people, but then it was like, oh, this is fun. Like, we should have done more shows, I think. Like,
yeah, because, like, most people who go to Vegas just, like, you know, stay out all night and drink.
It's like a party city, and like, we're not partiers like at all.
No, not really.
We're more like dress up and go to the show and like hang out and watch it, you know?
Yeah, so that show was fun. And then we left the next morning, drove to Sedona, Arizona, which I wish we would have had more time there because it's so pretty. Yeah. And we didn't do a ton there just because we didn't have a lot of time, but we did.
We were tired too.
Yeah.
Because all the trip was starting to set in. Like, I think we were like, we got to get home before we're like too tired.
Yeah. And I miss the dog so much. But so we went to Sedona. We went to one of like the energy vortexes. I don't know. They say it's like part of the magnetic pull or something in the atmosphere that makes these like energy vortexes that are supposed to be like healing or whatever. So
I asked the lady who was like the bed and breakfast lady, and she was explaining it and was kind of like, well, the ones like the most popular ones, basically she was like, some journalist came here and like popularized like this idea, and like she brought up a really funny point. Like the lady who kind of like made it a big thing, like you can tell she was not very active, or she wasn't very fit and outdoorsy, but like all of these vortex sites are right next to like major roads, so you do not have to like go on a crazy hike to get to one. You literally just can drive to all of them, which I thought was very funny.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't want to go like hiking just to experience it, but I don't know. I thought that was funny. But she said the way that she looks at it, if you want to like someone's real take on it, she basically said like it's just more of a sacred area for like the Native Americans that used to do like all kinds of rituals and stuff there. And they just said it's like a cleansing, healing type of energy. But yeah, it's more people, I think, theorize it's like the magnetic whatever of the area. But when we went on this mountain to this one vortex site, I think we both felt it sort of, because like as soon as we got to the mountain at the base of it and started going up it, it was like, oh, I feel like a little something weird. Like, I don't know. We both kind of felt it. And then I noticed once we left, like I didn't feel anything anymore. It was just while we were there.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know if I believe in it, but that was like kind of odd. I was like, oh, this is a little different. I wasn't expecting it. But other than that, the people there are something else. That was an interesting experience in itself.
Yeah, but about the vortex things, like, I don't know, you just can't deny that it feels weird when you go up there. So if y'all get the chance to do that, you should do it and then let us know how you felt, because
yeah, you might not feel anything, you may feel something, I don't know.
I felt something, it was crazy. So I don't know what they are or what they mean or whatever, but I just know I did not feel normal like going up there.
Yeah, it was very pretty though, the view we got from up there. It was like basically the whole city and then like all the mountains in the background. It was so beautiful at sunset.
Yeah, Sedona is so pretty and I would definitely go back and spend more time there.
Yeah, it does not feel real. Like it feels like you're on an alien planet to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more our vibe, is like mountains and not so much like chaotic party city energy.
Like we've been to Colorado a fair amount of times and we love that area, you know, all of Colorado and the mountains and stuff. But the Sedona Mountains were so much more pretty than Colorado is. Like it was insane, which I didn't even think there were mountains prettier, you know. So that was crazy experience. But yeah, what else?
That's kind of all we did in Sedona. Yeah, and it was fun. And then we were supposed to go to Santa Fe like the day after Sedona, just like to break up the trip. But we ended up canceling our hotel there because honestly, it was just out of the way. Like we missed the dogs. Neither one of us felt good. Like I was still feeling sick. He was still feeling sick. I had driven so much and I just didn't want to add any extra hours to my driving time.
So we Hail Mary'd it home.
Yeah, I beat my personal record for hours driven in a day. I tried to make it all the way from Sedona to home, which is like 14 hours, no stops. And I drove for like 13 hours between, you know, getting gas and everything. So we were like 2 hours from home still. And I just couldn't do it anymore, y'all. I really was trying to make it, but like I couldn't see straight. My legs, like when I would get out of the car to, you know, get gas or go to the bathroom or something, like my legs felt like jello. I could barely walk. I wasn't even really tired. It was just like my body was like, you can't keep driving. Like I was not in a good place.
Yeah, I didn't even drive, and I felt weird when I would get out of the car. I was just like, I can't even walk. I was like shuffling through one of the gas stations at one point. And then we made it to this little town, and we were both just like, I think we need to find somewhere. And then finally we pulled into like a parking lot, and Claire was like, I really need to find somewhere to stay. And we called like, I don't know, like 15 hotels, and they were all booked somehow in this tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. And then finally I found one, luckily, but I was like, how is this? Like, of course we get stranded here and there's no rooms available in the entire city or around. Like, it was insane.
Yeah, it was. But we made it to a hotel. We slept for, I don't know, like 4 hours, four or five hours. Like that. And then got up early, got some Chick-fil-A, and drove the rest of the way home.
But yeah, when we got home though, we just like, I showered and then we just like went to sleep again because we were so tired.
I actually did not. I unpacked, did all the laundry.
Oh yeah, I slept.
When I say I can't do nothing, like, I literally mean it. And also, like, I'm the type of person where when I get home from a trip, like, I have to immediately unpack everything. I can't just let my suitcase, like, sit there for a few days.
I can. I can live out of my suitcase from home.
But yeah, that was our trip. It was, like, I don't know, 40-something hours of driving for me.
40 hours of sitting for me.
Yeah. And I would not recommend anyone driving like 13 hours in a day. I just feel like I'm a seasoned professional by now because I've driven a lot in my lifetime. So yeah, if you don't drive that much, like, definitely would not recommend trying to do that.
We were struggling. Like, I was like Googling like games to listen to, like on podcast things. And like, we found this one, like, crime series. Like, we were going through anything we could find. We're doing trivia games the whole way down, like, on the podcast.
Yeah, which I want to shout out that trivia podcast real quick. Let me find it. Because it was, I really liked the guy.
We listened to, like, 10 episodes, I swear.
And it was really fun.
Yeah, he does a really good job of, like, putting the episode together. And the trivia questions are good, too. They're kind of, some of them are really challenging.
Okay, it's called the Pub Trivia Group. And this guy is like a history teacher, and he just makes little trivia games, and it's just so fun. So I highly recommend listening to that if y'all are in the car, like, bored, or, I don't know, even bored at your house. Like, it's just fun. And then the other one we were listening to is called Solve, S-O-L, I'm pretty sure it's just S-O-L-V.
Yeah, it was like, not like narrated, like it was like the actual characters, but it was all just voices. There was, you don't see anything, obviously. So like, that was interesting. And some of it's a little corny, but it was enough that it like kept us awake and like interested in something. So if you're like in dire need, I do recommend that one.
It was like fake true crime. Yeah. And some of it was like a little out there, but it was interesting. And they're long episodes. So if you just like really need to, I don't know, get your brain like activated in something, I guess, if that makes sense, like, I guess I'd recommend that one.
Yeah, we were literally like, it was only keeping us awake, I'm pretty sure, at one point. Like, I don't even remember what the episodes really were. I hardly do. But yeah, that was a interesting experience the last couple hours.
Yeah, but definitely the Pub Trivia Group podcast I recommend a lot. And that was our trip, y'all. There's not really much else to say about it. It was fun.
Just a good old-fashioned road trip.
Yeah. All the way across the country, pretty much.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a lot of desert. A lot of desert.
Yeah, it was. But it was fun. I'm glad we went. We needed to go somewhere. And now I'm ready for our next one. So
yeah, she's already like, let's go somewhere else. Let's go to the beach.
Yeah, I don't even like the beach usually, but I just want to go to Disney World or something.
We'll see.
Yeah, but stay tuned to see where we go next. Yeah, I think that's kind of all for this week's episode. If y'all made it this far, thank you for listening and hearing about our trip.
Yeah, we're going to try to get back to normal. I know we probably missed more weeks than we said we would. No, we definitely missed more weeks than we said we would, but we're trying to get back on track. It's just been a lot of the road trip took it out of us, and we've just been trying to like we said, piece ourselves back together because we don't have as many things like holding our schedule together. So we are having to like find our own motivation again. But yep, yeah, we'll be back soon.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we will see y'all back here same time next Friday. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.